Hello, I'm Alexandra Byland, and I'm a senior at West Des Moines Valley High School, and I also serve as a student representative on the West Des Moines School Board, but I am not here speaking on behalf of the district. I am opposed to this bill, and although the special education aspect of this bill is terrible, I'm more focused on the general education aspect. So as a board member, I've had the unique opportunity to learn about literacy in the state of Iowa, specific to West Des Moines, and in our K through 6 classrooms, teachers rely heavy on the AEA to ensure that each student can meet the literacy levels that they need to meet to be successful in high school and later in their adult careers. So, starting in second grade, teachers will utilize classroom book sets that essentially align with the standards that the state has set. So they can give students tests to measure their comprehension levels, and then if the classroom does not meet that level, they can go back into the book set and they can pull out specific activities to give kids to ensure that they meet their comprehension levels. Let's say in a second grade classroom, you have 5 kids that are reading at a fourth grade level. You can give them tests specific to the fourth grade level to ensure that they are enriching their education beyond just a second grade level. You're not just looking at special education students, you're looking at students that are trying to advance their learning to that higher level. And then you have kids in a classroom, that same classroom, that are reading at a kindergarten level. That teacher can go to a kindergarten classroom and pull out a kindergarten book set and give those kids kindergarten comprehension skills to ensure that they can then climb up to the second grade level and rejoin their peers. And so it's not just about harming special education, which is what this bill does. This bill harms special education, and it's extremely disappointing to me because I have an older sister that is a product of Iowa Public School special education. She's in Senior Plus right now, and she has utilized AEA tools throughout her entire education, pre-K all the way up till now in her last year of Senior Plus. But it's about the general education classrooms as well that are being disadvantaged. And I would like to note that it is disappointing that this meeting was scheduled for 2 p.m. on a Wednesday because teachers were unable to come and speak on behalf of the way they use AEA tools in their classrooms because they are in Iowa schools doing their job, teaching the future of Iowa. Thank you.